Everywhere you are, just go ahead and pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Without the sound, pray in the spirit. Sobranda papo kobrata papana tabeta jabreta papo kabrante benete dita kambrata papona tabana jabrata papo kombrete benete kobrata papanda patani ate hebakota kambre
le kaparat kipala tayada kaba le tobara deski brada kaba yadina maya kabala daba isha kupaka takupaka yada kaba yada barada kaba kayadina mana buski daba yatea Litom pretes ke pataya, li kabara da kabaya de gaba, li dobora da gabaya diamana gaba, li shakwa paletopandia, li kapara da kabaya da gaba, yadaba katosko parata, ishaka bagaya da gabaya da gaba, yakopara toski prada kabaya daba, yadama mama da kabaya di gabaya da gaba, le soko pelita, ishakwa bala da baya, elamana mana kubeya de gabaya da gaba, li kwa para. Toscabayate, Eshata Cabaya Dagabaya Daba, Elementos Coprelitaba, Eshapora Taske Palamaya, Asha Daka Bataya, Eleparatas Cabaya Daba, Eledegabe de Gabe de Gabele di Gabaya Dagaba, Asha Leto Belemaya, Elegabele de Gabe de Gaba, Rakababa Dabaya Daba, Elesata Tata, Likabar Dagabaya Dagaba, Legabele de Gabaya Dagaba, Rakaba.
When you don't know the ways of the wind, how can you run when you don't know the ways of the spirit? How can you fly when you don't know the ways of the wind? The power at work in you is changing everything. In obedience to Christ.
Somebody pray.
Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the pool of the spirit. Don't you know it is the key to a little here, a little there, until the day is gone. Is that what it is?
Thank you.
the living God. He's the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the King of Kings. The governor of everything that Jesus Christ has accomplished is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Every single thing he did, the Holy Spirit administers. And that is why when you got born again, the prayer that you made is that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. You see, the challenge is that many people that we find in church, Jesus is their Savior. Jesus is not yet their Lord. These men have not come into the economy of the government of the Spirit of God upon their life. There are many things they can still do, even though they are still part of the kingdom. This is the reason why there is lack of power. The mantles and the things we seek will continue to hang in the heavenlies. Because it's only men that the government of the Holy Ghost has found expression in their hearts. These are the men that can carry the weight of what we are looking for. The Bible came to a point, it said that this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. I want to tell you that God can love you, but he's not yet pleased with the way you live. There is here a lot of manifestations of flesh in your life. The Bible says that the spirit lusted after the flesh, and the flesh after the spirit. The two are contrary to each other. That is why we sing this song. Swallow your pride. Tonight,
come to the school of the spirit. Don't you know, in his hands is the keys to eternal life. A little here, a little there. I'll see you the day he's gone. He's hard to walk in me.
The Bible says in the book of Galatians, it said that Jesus Christ, he said, let this mind be in you. You see, he is trying to tell you what Jesus accomplished, the process he passed through, and then he attained the stature that he had. It was in that place, in the book of Philippians, the Bible said at the end that he was given a name that is above every other name, so that in the name of Jesus, everything will bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. You know, in the book of Acts chapter 19, the Bible was talking about the seven sons of Sceva, that they came and met a madman, and they told the madman, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached, he said, you spirit come out. The spirit met him and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you? I want to ask you, who are you? Because I want to tell you that men
have in the spirit is the legal tender you have to purchase and buy things. The Bible says that Jesus has a name and Paul has a name. That this may have the capacity to buy things in the spirit. They have stature. And you need to know how these men obtain their name. The Bible talking about Jesus said that he has obtained a more excellent name. It is on this basis that everything became possible to the name. Because what is in a name? The Bible says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, anything, what is in a name? The name is the circumference of a man's authority. Whatever thing is possible to you is now invested in your name. So that wherever you come, you say, ah, President Buhari, many doors will open just because you mentioned that name. I want to ask you, how many doors can open and shut just because they mentioned your name? The territory is lying fallow. There are gates that are open. Men cannot lay hold on stature, and because men have not passed through the government of the spirit. How did Jesus attain that name? The Bible says, let this man be you. He said that Jesus was obedient. Obedient to who?
Changing everything in obedience to Christ. Changing everything.
I am in obedience to Christ.
Today, God will lay hold on the recklessness that is in your soul. You don't know how rebellious your soul is. The Bible says that the spirit lusted after the flesh, and the flesh after the spirit. That is why people can be in church and speak in tongues, and they will still go and commit fornication. Do you know why? Do you know why? There is still lawlessness in their soul. The Bible was talking about this idea, this phenomenon. He said that these people, they even know what is right to do, but there is recklessness in their soul. They have not brought their soul under government. And a soul that is not brought under government can never fulfill God's agenda. And that is the cry of the Spirit of God at this end time. To conquer the flesh in you. My brother, you can do ministry in the flesh. And everything you are doing is to fulfill the flesh. Now listen, let me tell you. Once the Holy Ghost, the government of the Spirit leads what you are doing. I tell you, you can even speak in tongues in the flesh. You can give a gift in the flesh. You can pray in the flesh. You can dance in the flesh. You can lead worship in the flesh. You can do anything in the flesh. Satan can hijack it. Flesh is the fallen man. Any attempt to do anything as against the moving of the Spirit of God. So if it's not the Holy Ghost that is prompting you to do what you are doing, I tell you, you have moved in the flesh. So Satan can hijack even the good things that is in the kingdom and begin to engender that by the flesh. Men fast by the flesh now. No wonder there is no power. They ask you, they tell you they have fasted 40 days and nothing has changed in their life. They tell you, I'm suffering from this, so, but I fasted and prayed. Nothing has changed. Masturbation, nothing has changed. Do you know why? They fast in the flesh. These men don't understand the government of the spirit. They have not cried out for mercy. God has judged the fallen man. Oh my God. That is why anytime we come, our prayer is to find ourselves in the circumference of the obedience that Jesus had. The Bible says that Jesus became obedient even to the death of the cross. He said, therefore, God has highly exalted him. How many men want God to exalt them in this place? You must learn the pathway of obedience. It is the pathway of obedience, suffering. That is the path that elevates men in the kingdom and then gives them names among the mortals. Men that can talk and territories begin to crumble. What is in a voice? The Bible says when Jesus came and spoke to the wind and the tempest and the storm, he became calm. He said, peace be still. And everywhere became calm. The Bible says, what manner of man is this? That even the storm and the wind are obedient to his voice. That is the question that will be asked about your life. If you begin to submit to the government of the Holy Ghost, these are men that submitted. When Jesus appeared before Pilate, after testing him, all the manner of things that happened, Pilate said, behold, the man. We are looking for men, not physical man. We are looking for men. They said, behold, the man. We have passed him all through the rigors. We are passing through the suffering. We are passing through the trials. We are passing through the temptation. The government of the Spirit was strong upon his life, and he stayed there for long. And when he came out from the wilderness, he was anointed with the Holy Ghost, and then he walked before God, and he said, "I do nothing except that which my Father in heaven is doing. I say nothing except that which my Father in heaven is doing." I want to ask you, how many things are you doing that God didn't tell you to do? Many of the things you are doing, God didn't tell you to do. Lift up your head and sing with me. It's a prayer, it's not a song. He's the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings. He's the Holy Ghost, Seal of the Age to come, bring in everything. Sing the pride, the pride, the bitterness, the competition, the loss, bring in everything. Somebody pray. Are you not tired? Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Somebody say, I'm a pastor. I've been preaching. I've seen the power of God move. I've seen people filled with the Holy Ghost. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. There is a school. There is a school of the Spirit. It's either you are in the school of the Spirit or you are in the school of the flesh. There are no between. There is no point in between. It's either the life you are living. Either the life you are living is powered by the Holy Ghost or is powered by the flesh. There is no in between. Anytime a man step out in life, he's either living for God or he's living for the flesh. And Satan has so configured the flesh in such a way that he can find it in a normal day-to-day life. So much so that you can stand on the pulpit and still manifest the flesh. That is how much the fallen man has taken hold of the souls of men. And that is why anytime we come, the Bible says that there is power at work in you. My brother, there is power at work on you, but there is much more power that is at work in you. That power is to bring the rebelliousness that is in your soul. A tendency to operate out of the template of God. You see many men, their soul is rebellious. They don't know the government of the Spirit. They don't even understand that there is a desire in the heart of God, that God is trying to bring his government in their heart. They are doing whatever they want. They wake up in the morning, they wake up, they don't even pray. They just wake up and say, they say, plus God minus Satan, and they leave. These are the men that don't understand the government. The Holy Ghost will tap you. Wake up by 1 a.m. in the night, you wake up and say, I'm tired. You don't know the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Spirit begins to work in your life, he will begin to make demands. Those days, you say you don't like fasting, he's telling you to fast. You are still full of the flesh. He said, pray for 1 hour. You are praying for 15 minutes. He said, God understands. He doesn't understand anything. You are a man that is full of the flesh. You don't know what is filled in the archives of your destiny. The day you understand what was written about you, then you begin to fast. When Jesus appeared before John, he said, let baptize me. John said, I will not baptize you, for I'm not worthy to loosen your shoelaces. Jesus said, suffer it to be so. Suffer it to be so for now. I tell you, there are many things you will allow the Spirit of God to work out in your life, so that by the same protocol, a name will be given to you, a stature in the Spirit, an authority level in God that is equal to the task that God is giving you. There are many things that we need to do, but the authority level that it takes to execute that assignment has not been manifest in our life. We have even made many attempts and Satan struck you. Some of you, Satan struck you with sickness. Some, they struck them with madness. Some people, their resolve began to go down. The day you began to do that thing, that's the way you started having carryovers. Do you know why? You don't have the stature. you don't have the authority. You don't yet know the government of God in your life. The day you started praying, you stop. You say you stop. And then Satan rejoice. We seek for men that understand the power of the Spirit. And then they yield. They are not willing to do anything. What you are doing and the plans you have for tomorrow and this semester, how is God in faith? How is God in it?
Bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know in His hands is the keys to eternal life?
Wait, the Holy Ghost is the teacher. The eternal life that you received, there is a need for you to be schooled in that life. The Bible says, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, what will He do? He will teach you all things. That means the Holy Ghost has the capacity to teach and lead men into truth. What is truth? Truth is reality. The Bible says that they that will worship God will do so in what? In spirit and in truth. That means that there is a circumference, a realm that calcifies God's oppression. So except a man finds his bearing in that realm, every single thing you are doing is not recorded in heaven. God is not aware. There are many things people do in the name of church, in the name of serving God. God is not aware of it. Because if you go there, the Bible says that they that worship God will do so where? In spirit and in truth. That means there is a realm and there is a system that powers the oppressions of God. Anytime you hear the word spirit, it's a person, it's an oppression, and it's a realm. And anytime God talks to you about the spirit realm, that means you can only find God's reality except you are in the spirit. The Bible says, and John said, I was in the spirit on the last day, and I heard a voice say, come up here. That means that certain kind of voice that you are seeking to hear is only possible when you find yourself in the spirit. You see, men seek for the voice of God in the flesh, and that is why God has never spoken to them. They will fast on Nancy tomorrow. God never speaks. Do you know why? They are not in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and then I heard. The day you will hear is the day you are in the spirit. I want you to migrate from the flesh and begin to seek out the deep things of God in the spirit. That is where the power lies. The authority that it takes to change things, the configuration of the territory. I tell you, it's not about the age. You see, we don't know. Men are not known by age, they are known by light. That is how we know how old men are. The light that you carry will determine the things that we submit to you. So when you appear, they begin to check the light. That is why Jesus came. He said, I am the light of the world. And after He is living, He said, I say unto you, you are the light of the world. Men that are so shining to the extent that the darkness cannot comprehend them. Are you that man? You have to cry to God and say, my Father, help me to migrate from the flesh and find myself in the spirit. That is where my reality is. For the Bible says that they that will worship God, we do so in spirit and in truth. There is a realm in God and there is a reality in God, so that I will begin to touch things that pertains to my destiny. I want to tell you, it's not about how long you stay though. It's not about what you heard, how much you heard. It's about how many of them is found in reality. It is last year. God will praise in reality. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He said that they that worship Him, we worship Him in spirit and in reality. So if we lift our hands and worship like this, the only one that has any hearing in the mortal realm is the one that is classified in reality. So you can shout for 10 minutes, the one that is real might be just be 10 minutes. That's why many people are gathered here. They don't understand the reality of God. You see, some of them are careless. They don't know that there are oppressions happening. No, it's not because of what I'm saying. I'm telling you that after all this program, we don't like it, but I'm not sure there will be more than 10 people that will enter into the ordination because they don't understand. The Bible says that they don't know. They don't even know their time. This is the generation we have. Men is seeking the hand of God to come upon their life, but they are not willing to submit to the Spirit. Can you cry for 1 minute? I submit to you, Holy Ghost. I submit. Cry to me.
Acts chapter 1 verse 1. Quickly, turn. Let's take a shot from the scriptures. And then we pray for the sick.
You reign forever, your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is evergreen. You reign forever, your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever.
You are not getting me. Stop, stop. Find me. I've been telling you, you are not getting me. Acts chapter 1. Verse 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Amen. If you are there, say amen. So, you understand from these scriptures that accurate doctrine is first of all what? Is first of all what? It is when you have done, then you have the authority to begin to teach. Have you been teaching things that you have not been able to live yourself? These are the things that you lack authority to minister to the body of Christ. You see, we have many people that is trying to teach many things that they have not submitted themselves long enough to the Spirit of God, so that he will work out that protocol in their life, so that they will be living epistles. What does it mean to be a living epistle? It means that man doesn't need to read the scriptures to understand the realities of God, because these dimensions are now calcified in your day-to-day living. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. So when men talk about prayer, say prayer, they don't need to find out how to pray. You know, there was a time that the apostles spoke to Jesus. He said that we have seen the disciples of John that they pray. I with you. So because we saw them and we also saw you praying, what did they say? He said, teach us to pray. That particular endeavor was only necessary because a man was living first a lifestyle. Meanwhile, Jesus, have you ever bothered to look at that teaching curriculum that Jesus brought out? He said, when you pray, say, our Father, who is at where are you from? It's not our Father that is from Anambra State. Our Father that is from where? So he is trying to make, sit down, he is trying to make sure you understand that there is a circumference, there is an ambit, there is a boundary to even his explanations. Meanwhile, that's not my point. By Jesus making that statement and that teaching, he listed how a man has to approach God in matters of prayer, so that you will be accurate. You will understand by that thing that Jesus did that lecture was not an afterthought. Is it an afterthought? Does it look like an afterthought? That means you already have the lecture and kept it one side. But the seasons have not come. He began to leave his lecture. Turn to your neighbor, say, leave your lecture, leave your lecture. He lived it so much so that a time came. The disciples said, we are seeing you praying. Why are you praying and you are not teaching us prayer? It was on that account that the Bible now said in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 1, he said, of all that Jesus began to what? Do and to teach. So Jesus is such a teacher that before he begins to tell you to do anything, he must have done it long enough and then receive the authority to begin to teach it. What are you teaching that you have not lived? No wonder there is no authority.
Men can shout and shout and tell you about prayer, tell you about holiness, tell you about many things, tell you about power. They have not lived that dimension. And because of that, it lacks the potency to cut into your heart. You can hear them and leave. You will not even make the decision to change your way. Because it's only what you have lived that you can tell people. So that beyond the words that you are telling them, there is a communication of reality into their spirit. Paul was coming to a city. He said, beyond the word of the grace, we come to minister to you our souls. That means the soul of this man is so configured. The Holy Ghost has so touched him that he believes that the ministration of his souls will have an impact in your life. Of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, this is the pattern of the kingdom. That men will live a life, so much so that they will begin to teach men to live the same life. We see many people talk about many things that they have not lived. Do you know people can tell you about fasting, prayer, humility? I have seen people that talk about humility, that they are the most proud people on earth. And they will preach it. Let me tell you, there is no authority in it. In the kingdom, we live. Because our call is not even to be preachers. Our call is to be a living epistle. Say living epistle. Men that have subjected themselves to the Holy Spirit long enough that when you cough, it is the Holy Ghost that cough. Jesus said, I do nothing except what I see my Father in heaven do. How many things are you doing that God didn't send you to do? That is why you lack authority. You lack authority to do things in the kingdom. You lack authority to teach. Because the things you are teaching has not been sufficiently lived so that the hand of heaven will come upon you. Remember after the time that the Bible says that this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. It was not enough for him to begin to teach that matter. A time came, another voice came from heaven. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. From now, hear ye him. Because he has lived that life long enough that he has become a voice that his generation will hear. There are many men that are speaking, but they are not yet a voice. It was John that said, I am the voice that crieth in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Do you know how long it took John to be a voice? The Bible says that he was in the wilderness till the time of his showing forth. Men that have not been in the wilderness doesn't have any authority, doesn't have any business speaking to their generation. Because it's in the wilderness that you gain voice. One that can thunder, and a generation will begin to crumble on their knees. Because you are speaking from a standpoint of authority. Authority that is gained from the government of the Spirit. The government of the Spirit that is a result of your submission to his dealings. So much so that any time you come at, it's no more you. It was at that point that Paul reached. He said, it is no more I that liveth, for Christ liveth in me. Can you make that statement? He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. The life I live, you wake up in the morning and then you ate. Who told you to eat? Who told you to eat? I know you think it's not a big thing. You bought new shoe. Who told you to buy new shoe? Is this time for buying shoe? Some of you is even saving money. I don't want to strike you now. Let me beat you. Who told you? Who told you? You see, some of you are looking for mantles. The Bible said that Gehazi went and met his master. And then a man came from far place, Naaman. And when he finished, he said, carry your gift and go. And then Gehazi went at the back and said, my master has changed his mind. Can you bring the gift? He took the gift. When he came back, Elisha asked him, where did you go to? He said, I didn't go anywhere. He said, did my spirit not go with you when you left? He said, is this time to collect gifts? Turn to your neighbor. Is this time to collect gifts? See, this is not time to put effort on mundanity. There are things eternal. What did Jesus die for? Did Jesus die for a car? Did Jesus die for first class? The people that got first class 2-1, have you asked them 5 years? You need to ask them. Go and ask the people that have left. They are not doing anything meaningful yet. And that's why you want to sleep with one stupid lecturer just to pass. You are a foolish person. You don't understand the weight of destiny. The day you understand it, you will know that nothing Nothing in this world can equate to a man that has lined up to his cross from heaven. That is a man that can die for it. They told Jesus, they told Jesus, let's make you a king. Jesus refused to be made king by men, so that he will be able to line up with God's dictate from heaven. I tell you that there are many things men can give you just to shift you out of God's plan for your life. You reject it. Do you know why you reject it? Because you understand that greater is the work that God intends to do through your life than whatever men can offer to you. At that point, you are a man that understands that there is an inestimable superiority that eternal context has over mundanities. The Bible says that vanity upon vanity. Things that have been is what we be. Everything we see, we fade away. But only things that are found in God. It was in that circumference that the preacher said that there is eternity that God has set in our heart. A hunger for things divine and eternal that cannot be quenched by anything except God himself. And only men that understand this thing are men that are strong. They call Jesus, they say, come, let's make you king. He said, I don't need your kingship. Listen to me. Nicodemus came and told Jesus, no man can do these things you are doing except he is coming from God, except God approved him. Jesus said, he must be born again. And I began to wonder that your professor in class began to call you pastor. That men in this campus knew you as the number one evangelist. That you are a fireful man. And then they began to hear you. They come even asking for prayers. That's what Nicodemus was doing. Because you need to know that Jesus was a young man. But when they spoke to Jesus, Jesus doesn't see the way you see. The Bible was speaking about his anointing in the book of Isaiah chapter 11. He said that he will be of swift judgment. For he shall not see like men see, and he shall not judge like men judge. That means he has been granted a certain level of discernment to begin to separate from things that is mundane and things that is eternal. It was in this scope that the Bible said that them that are born again, after they have been passed through the basic doctrines of Christ, the Bible says that these men have through use exercised their senses to do what? Discern between good and bad. It was on this platform, this perspective, this context, this circumference, this scope that Jesus had to answer Nicodemus accurately. Because any other answer outside of the reality of Jesus would have meant nothing to him. It wouldn't have brought him to the point where he would be able to see into the kingdom. And he told him that except a man be born again, he cannot see. There is a capacity to see kingdom matters. See, somebody can be in church for 1,000 years old. He has not been able to see into the kingdom. There are certain things people do. He organized 10 hours, 18 hours prayer, fasting and all that. Somebody say, what will you be praying for 2 hours? I know some of you is even thinking like that. Do you know why you think like that? You have not been able to see into the kingdom. God will do surgery in some of your eyes so that you'll be able to see into the kingdom. There is a way you behave when you see. The Bible said that a man that found a precious treasure, what did he do? He didn't say anything. He went and sold everything he had. I believe that when he was selling everything he had, people were saying he's foolish. These are men that don't have eyes to see. But the man has been granted sight in the spirit. He has, by the power of God, received new lenses and goggles. So his sight is very far and very deep. He can see into matters that mere men cannot see. His sight is strong. He has the ego sight. And then he was able to see the very context of matters. The things that men bring low and trivialize, he will never ever joke with it. He knows that his purity and his consecration is the basis of his power on earth. So when men say, let's come, let's hide behind the church, let's hide behind, they say, I've not done the act, but you can kiss, you can touch, you can smooch. These certain kind of men have seen into the kingdom. And they know that this one is, I'm mortgaging my destiny in engaging in these matters. So when they see the thing, they run away. Not because they are afraid. Some of them, they will seem as if you are not a man. It's not about a man. You have sight into the kingdom. and you have decided that nothing mundane and fleshly, coming from the natural man, we have the capacity to lay hold on you. The Bible said he sold everything he had. Some of you think it's about money. No, he sold himself, sold his pride, sold his ego, sold his respect, sold his money, sold everything, sold his respect, so that he will buy into the kingdom. What are you willing to sell so that you will buy into the kingdom? Your lack of willingness is because you have not seen into the kingdom. The things that are heavy, the mightier things in God. It was in that aspect that Jesus knew that there is no need to explain to this man. The only thing we need to do to him is to perform a miracle. Say a miracle. A miracle of sight. I tell you, the greatest thing you can do for a man in the kingdom is to perform the miracle of sight. That was why when Paul came preaching, he said that I have this prayer for you, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Because the things you don't see in the kingdom, you can't trap. Except you see it, you can't trap it. In the next chapter, he began to say that there is such a grace that God has granted to me. He said that grace is the grace that makes all men to see. How can a man see what you are saying? You are talking, but he's seen it. It is understanding that makes men see what was spoken with the mouth. So except that capacity to open the eyes of men rests upon us again, men will not receive the capacity to see into the kingdom. Meanwhile, the realities and the things that we preach about, they are kingdom realities. So except a man comes into that circumference, he cannot begin to live a certain lifestyle. He will not receive the government of God upon his life. The government, the authority, the power, these things are terminologies in the kingdom. They are phenomena that you can never see outside of the kingdom. Oh, I don't have time. When Jesus began to talk in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said that ye shall receive power. When? But before then, he began to teach them things pertaining to the kingdom. That is to show you that anything that he's telling you about, that power is only useful in the circumference of the kingdom. So if you don't understand the kingdom first, you are a man that is not qualified for power. And the Bible says that except a man be born again, he cannot see. In other words, the things that pertain to power and the great things of the kingdom is only reserved for men that have sight into the kingdom. How much can you see? That's how much you can have in the kingdom. I think you need to ask God to open my eyes that I might see. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, he said, call upon me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. I tell you, there are still greater matters, deep things in God. He said, John, come up here. You have been operating. We know you are a man of God. But there are things, dimensions, realm, weight in the spirit that Satan will see and he will begin to crumble. It was some of these things that Jesus embedded in his disciples. When they came out, they made the chief priest. They said, that these men have been with Jesus. This type of stature and grace, we only saw it in one man. And that man was Jesus. It seemed as if Jesus had the capacity to replicate himself. They became afraid. So when the men came to the city, they said, these men that turned the city upside down, they are here again. May that be your testimony. You reign forever, your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is evergreen. Oh my God. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. Now listen to me. In the days of the apostles, you don't need to ask who is a believer. Why? Because every single one of them is a living epistle. I want to ask, which school did they go to? Which school did these people pass through that you didn't need to ask? Each and every one of them was an accurate representative of the things that is being spoken about there. What school did they go to? Huh? long have you been born again?
My God, imagine 15 years. But these men are born, most of them 3.5 years, some of them 4 years.
What are you? You are not becoming anything very fast. Haven't you noticed? That means the curriculum, the teaching curriculum, the manual, that the syllabus, something is wrong with the syllabus. I think we need to be humble. And that's why we sang that song. Swallow your pride. Come afresh to the school of the spirit. So that if we teach you matters. You are making progress, but on the wrong path. No matter how fast you are moving on the wrong path, you will never end up where God wants you to be. Humility demands that you will draw back and begin to find the ancient path. The Bible says, where is the ancient path? There is a place where the eyes of the vulture have not seen. The lion's web has not trodden upon it. That is the ancient path of the spirit. Men tread upon it and they become patriots, monarchs. They become heavy men. They become kings. Lions in the spirit. And it is not about age, my friend. The Bible was speaking about Elihu. He came before the council of elders. And in those places, the friends of Job was in that place. And he sat with those elders. And he heard them speak. And after some time, he said, I gave old age time to speak. And I respected gray hairs. But after some time, I found out that they didn't have the solution to what we are looking for. And then he uttered a speech. He uttered a statement that I think you should think about. He said that there is a spirit in man. That the inspiration of the Most High giveth him understanding. So it means that the eternal one that is residing in you is the one that informs your operation. How old is the Holy Ghost? He is older than creation itself. And if it's true that the Spirit of God is older than everything created, I want to ask you, what can he not perform? What can he not do? What wisdom can he not furnish in your heart? It is on this basis that we sang this song. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. My sister, there is a wisdom that forms you. It is that wisdom that informs your day-to-day living on earth. Anytime you become accurate with that wisdom, that's when God began to reckon with you. You see, the life that the believer is living is like a story that God is telling in the spirit. Are you with me? So when you are, what you don't know is that as you are sitting in, as you are in this naked, in this awareness, that God is writing a story in the heaven. And you are the pen of the ready writer. So God is writing that story. Anytime you get alignment, then God begins to write with you. So how long you have lived on this earth, according to God's perspective, is how long you have aligned to his purpose. How long have you been the pen in the hand of the ready writer? I want to ask you, today you are going to cry, and you are going to tell God, I know I have been away for many seasons, and then I think I'm living for you. I didn't know that you are not even aware of the life that we are living on earth. Many of you will appear before Jesus and he said, go, I don't know you. It was not because you are not born again, it's because you live for yourself. You lived in self and flesh. You lived in the natural. The Bible says, I say unto you, ye are gods, but you will die like men. Why will you die like men when your reality in God is to be a king? You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before. Somebody will stop living for himself after today. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. There is a call. You are the wisdom before. Now, so there is an oppression that will start in your heart now. You will feel like crying. That cry is from God. You need to cry that cry so that your heart will be broken. It was David that said, touch my heart, O God. I know if there is any evil way in my heart. This is a man that understands that even as men say that I'm good, I know that there is an evil way in my heart. Possibly these are the things that is limiting me from entering into the high places of my destiny. I need to cry again so that I will find that path. Paradventure, God will show me mercy. Men that are strong in the kingdom are men that God has shown mercy. The Bible says, not of him that willeth, of him that runneth, but of God that shows mercy. You need to cry, show me mercy. I have been away for too long, but I desire to do your will. I desire to keep your commandment. My desire is to live your days.
You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before I began.
The Bible says, of all Jesus began to what? Do and to what? Teach.
Aradabasa brena mana teni na tenia. Hini namata kania da manato nasa na manate.
Oh my God.
Kamanate ni na namata na mona kumane. Soda namata niye ni makonada na manana. Iambatate.
Put your hands strong in our hearts, oh God. Put your hands strong in our hearts. Put your hands strong in our hearts. Break our hearts, oh God.
Sane manania.
Oh my God.
Bini nateni na makane mano sana manate.
Kaina neteni ada na manakuna manateni na rabateni na neteni ne mano. Some of you know that God has called you since you are small. You were young when you sensed the call of God upon your life, but you have not been able to do anything about it. The cares of this life have swept you away. The time has come when you will come back. Oh my God.
Sane manati nede inana makamane neto. Abenateni natamana inana kamanate na manatua.
It's between you and God, oh. There is nobody that is aware. Today you will sort out your destiny. There is a call from heaven, and God is in search of men. The Bible said, where will I build my house? He said, there is no physical house that can contain me, but I found a place to stay in the heart of a heart that is broken and contrite. God will come to you today. If you bring to him a broken and a contrite heart, he will never overlook it. A heart that cries, oh God, I might not know everything, but my heart desires for you to use me. My heart desires to come under your government. My heart desires to change my ways. My heart desires to come afresh to the places in the spirit where you desire me to be. Today I abandon the highway of the flesh and I turn to the highway of the spirit. I yield myself to your government. I desire to know you today. I humble myself. I decision every pride in me. I know that I have nothing except for your help. I know that I have nothing except for your mercy. Somebody pray and cry to God. Remember me today. Forget not your heritage. Let your tokens not be lost, O God. May I be the man that you will look upon in this generation and begin to turn the hands of time, turn the ties of darkness, turn the ties of wickedness, turn the ties of witchcraft, turn the ties of occultism. Begin to bring a new template in our territory. Oh God, look at me. Pass me not by. Demand cry, what shall we do to be saved? He said, today you will recognize Jesus as your Lord. Jesus has been your Savior for long. But today I bring you a gospel, the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel where Jesus alone is the Lord. Him alone will be seen in your life. For long men are seeing you. They are seeing your wisdom, your capacity. They are seeing what you can do by yourself. But today only Jesus will be seen. Men will cry again and say, we have come to the end of ourselves.
I have come to the end of myself. Jehovah, take over. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end. Somebody, this is a prayer. Jehovah, take over. I have come to the end of myself. Jehovah, take over. I have come to the end of myself.
Don't worry.
Jehovah, take over. I have come to the end of myself. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Jehovah, take over. I have come to the end of myself. Jehovah, take over. I have come to the end of myself. Jehovah, take over. I have come to the end.
Yes, Jesus is here now. He's 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 here now. You can cry to him. You can cry to him.
Jehovah,
that's the spirit spirit of conviction, 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 the power of conviction. We descend upon you now in the next 5 minutes. The power of conviction, the power of conviction, the power of conviction, the power of conviction. Holy Ghost, I ask you, drag men, drag men to the end of self and flesh. Drag men, drag men.
Hey, hey, hey.
Cry to him, he will hear you. Cry to him, he will hear you. Show him your tears. Show him your cry. Rend your heart, not your garments. Rend your heart, not your garments.
We have come to the end of ourselves. Take over, 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 take over.
Oh my God. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Jesus is on our lady! Jesus is on our lady! Jesus is on our lady!
Yeah.
want to surrender to Jesus. Run down to the altar now. I'm not saying born again, no. I'm saying you want the government of God to come upon your life. You have realized you have not. Run out now. God will do something mighty in your life. A mighty man will emerge from today. You want the government of God to come upon your life. You want Jesus to put his hands strong upon you. Pray to him now. Pray to him now. If you want to kneel down, kneel. If you want to lie down, lie. If you want to stand up, stand. What is important is that Jesus must do something to you today. He must conquer you today. Jesus must conquer you. Jesus must conquer you. Jesus must conquer you.
Jehovah, I have come to the end of myself. Jehovah, I have come to the end of myself.
Jesus was your Savior. Today he becomes your Lord. Jesus was your Savior. Today he becomes your Lord. Jesus is your Savior. Today he becomes your Lord. He becomes your Lord. He becomes your Lord. He becomes your Lord. He becomes your Lord.
There is a breaking. There is a cleansing.
There is a beauty. There is a beauty. There is a beauty. Cleansing fire. Cleansing fire. I see the fire of God like a river, like a river. It's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. My God! Let Jesus win the war. Let Jesus win the war. Let him be Lord today. 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 Let him, he has been the Savior. Today he will be Lord. Today he will be Lord. The Holy Ghost is ministering to people. He's ministering to people now. He's ministering to people now. Look at that lady. Look at that lady. Look at that lady. Look at that lady. The hand of God is strong upon her. Salvation call. This is what will happen here for the people in front here. In the next 2 minutes. Now listen to me. If I be a man of God, from today, all these people here, you will notice a change in your life and in your walk with God. The Holy Ghost will drag you. And in the next 2 minutes, he will show me signs. 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 Begin your walk, Holy Ghost. Begin your walk. 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 The Holy Ghost is walking. He's walking. He's walking. He's walking. He's walking. He's working. He's working. There are some people that are being delivered from addictions, from afflictions. Some of you are depressed. Some of you are demonized. Some of you are oppressed by demons. Some of you are held by bondages. There are the things stopping you. Today, the fire of God is burning. It will break all those things off. My God. A new realm comes for you today. A new regime. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Jesus is here now.
When you are here. 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 When you are here,
show me Jesus that you are here. Show me love. Show me love. Show me love. By the stretching forth of your hand. By the stretching forth of your hand. Let yokes be broken. Let demons leave. Let addictions be broken. Let men receive grace now. Let there be a shift in their life. Let them be dragged into new realm. Let your government be obvious in their life. Let authority be evident in their life. I ask you, O God, O God, O God, O God, O God, Jesus is everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. I want to pray for a certain, there is a certain group of people here. Listen to me. When you are in your dream, somebody comes to molest you. What I mean is that the person sleeps with you. I want to help you now and break that thing. If you won't be ashamed. Meanwhile, if you are ashamed, you can continue. It's not your fault that somebody more powerful than you comes and disturbs you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you, even when you finish fasting and praying, the thing still comes. The thing is more powerful than you. That thing is sapping your energy. If you come and make a mess of what you are doing, where is the person? Let me pray for you now, and that thing goes now. The power of God will come on you. Come quickly. I don't have time. There are 3 sets of people I need to minister to now. Lift your hands. Let me pray for you. The truth is that there are more people. And I will count to 7. If the rest did not come, I will continue. Then you can continue in the thing. If you can't come when the power of God is available, when will you now come? We are them. Just usher, help me and give space. Let me see the people that is in front. The people that came out for this prayer now, if you are not for this prayer, just give a little space. Let me pray for them. A little space, a little space. 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 Today, Satan's work will be terminated over your life. Are these the people? Are you still part of them? Or just make a demarcation. Shift. 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 Please shift a little. If you are not part of them, shift. In the name of Jesus, say after me. In the name of Jesus, every yoke, every spell, every demon, every being that molests me be beyond my will. This one is not by your will. You don't want it. Today, I reject and I rebuke that spirit. I reject by your word, say it so that I will not enforce that authority. Let me know that you don't want the spirit. I reject that spirit. I reject that spirit. I reject that spirit. Pray for 1 minute. Pray for 1 minute. The hand of God will come upon you. 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 Holy Ghost! I set you free now. I set you free now. By the power of God. Bring that lady. That demon lives now. That demon lives now. Now listen to me. I will count to 7, and those spirits begin to come out. Their work will begin to come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I charge you that. You see. The Holy Ghost is telling me that there is somebody in the congregation that is supposed to be here. And if you don't come out here now, your case will be worse after today. This is actually an opportunity that God has made for you to be free. Let her come. Sana patani tete tene tene tinata manakota ka.
Lift your hands. The fire of God will burn now. Those spirits, their regime is over now. I close all the gates in the spirit, the gates to your soul that they find entrance through. From today, I close those gates. And I command the spirits to leave now. Leave now. I break your hold. I break your hold. I break your power. I break your power. Break. 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 Yes, that's it. Break. 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 Now listen to me now. The hand of God will come on three people amongst you. Of course, God is working on you now. As a sign. As a sign that He has answered me. Holy Ghost. Put your hands now. 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 He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Leave them now. 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 There is one. He's refusing to leave. That's the one. Leave. Leave now. Leave now. Leave now. I charge you in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I ask you, put your hands, put your hands, put your hands, put your hands, put your hands. He's coming out. He's coming out now. 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 He's coming out. Son of Holy Ghost, devil of darkness, come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her now. In the name of Jesus, you will go. You will go. You will go. That's the spirit. He's coming out. Do you see how they come out? That's the spirit. He's coming out. You will go in the name of Jesus. Liber! Let her go. Loose. You will go. 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 He's going now. 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 The blood of Jesus is against you. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is against you. The name of Jesus is against you. You devil of darkness, I touch you in the name of Jesus. Come out! Working on her. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. You will be free today. Some of the things that happen is not normal. There is a spirit that is responsible. In the name of Jesus. Father, by your mighty hand. By your mighty hand, 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 free now.
now.
See, if there is a sister before me now, put your hand in your navel like this. Put your hand in your navel like this. Put your hand in your navel like this. Like this. Touch that thing. Put your hand in your navel like this. Sota matenia kapenatola. Holy Ghost. 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 By power. 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 Jesus. Of the Spirit, by the hand of the Spirit, by the hand of the Spirit, the hand of God is upon you, is upon you, is upon you now, is upon you now, is upon you now, is upon you stronger, 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 is upon you, is upon you. Fire! The Holy Spirit. It is strong on her. She's going to be free now. I'm looking for one more person. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Let me see her. They are still coming out. Liver, 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 liver. By fire, liver, 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 liver. I break her free now. I break her free. I come by a higher authority. Liver! By fire! You can't stay. You can't stay. Is a demon. Come out. Come out of her. 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 I'm looking for what Satan does not. If you are bound, you can be praying in tongues. You are bound. You'll be wondering why things are not moving. You are not making progress. Today, in the name of Jesus, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I'm looking for one person. Help me, Holy Ghost. You will be free so you can serve God. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm finding a person. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me by power. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me now. 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 Help me. Oh, oh, yes, he's coming. 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 Holy Ghost. Thank you. I pray for the sick. You have been healed. You can go back. You see yourself in the dream where somebody is chasing you. You see yourself. Some of the time, it's even a masquerade. From the, you can't even explain. What? Come out quickly. Let me pray for you. Let me break that thing. In the name of Jesus, Satan don't have authority over your life. So that you make progress. There is another set of people. You see yourself. Sometimes you see yourself in your former primary school and secondary school. Come out and join them quickly. That is the spirit of stagnation. You will not go anywhere in life except that yoke is broken over your life. Come out, come out. The Bible says that the anointing breaks you so that you will be free to live your destiny. My God, my God. As you are here, lift up your hands and begin to pray that today, are these many people limited? Cry to God today. Today it ends in the name of Jesus. Pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, you are not praying. Pray, you are not praying. Pray, you are not praying. The power of God is here. Hey, hey, hey. Here, from when you were 12 years old, there was an encounter in a dream. There is an encounter you had, and it was from that day that your life was not the same. You have been trying to gather your life together since that day. There has been an attempt to gather your life. You have not, it was when you were 12 years old. I'm seeing it clearly. Where is the person? 12 years. What is the issue now in your life? Happened when you were 12 years old. Where is the person? Let me help you now. God sent me to help you. Be fast. God sent me to help you. God sent me to help you. God sent me to help you. Now, the people here, now let me tell you what will happen. I will pray for you now, and the hand of God will come on two people.
as a sign that God has answered your prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father, lift up your hands. Father, I break every yoke that is upon their life. Every demon that is oppressing and pursuing them and attacking them and limiting them and stagnating them, that lady is free now. It's a spirit. Bring her here. He's broken now. There are some of you, your names are in certain altars, certain places, strange places. As you pray now, the fire of God will raise your name. Your history will be blotted out of those altars. Every demonic altar that has your record, tonight, judgment comes upon it. You are delivered by the mighty hand of God. You are delivered by the mighty hand of God. My God. Some of you, as a sign that God has answered you, from this night you begin to experience favor. There is some of you that have not experienced. There is a lot of things wrong with your life. My God. God is answering my prayer now. He's answering my prayer. The hand of God, the power of God will come on two people as a sign. Holy Ghost. Tadesh. Answer, Holy Ghost. My God, things are happening. My God, the hand of God is here, stop. He's breaking yokes. By fire! Pray by fire! Jesus! By fire! Any part of your body, or you have somebody that is sick, all you need is airtime on your phone. Just call the person. We are going to pray for the sick instantly. Here, you will see mighty miracles and signs and wonders. Now, this is what we are going to do. I will. The healing anointing that is here is more than enough for the people here. So we need outsiders to participate. If you are sick of any sickness, this is what you are going to do. Are you hearing me? The people at the back, are you hearing me? If you are hearing me, say amen.
Now, this is what you are going to do. Just take your hand and put at that part of the body. If you are deaf in any ear, partial deafness, total deafness in one ear or both ears, this is what you are going to do. Take this, your index finger, put it on that ear, block it well. If you have pain, block it well. Take your hand, put at that part of your body that is ailing you. If you can't put your hand there, just take your hand and put on your head. Just do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. And pray. Rebuke that sickness. Rebuke that sickness. The Bible says that Him alone bore our infirmities. And by His stripes ye are healed. By His stripes ye are healed. By His stripes ye are healed. Command that sickness to go now. 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 My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. We charge every spirit of infirmity to leave. Every spirit of infirmity, I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Take your hands up. Leave their bodies. Leave their souls. Leave their bodies. Leave their souls. You spirit of infirmity, leave now. In the name of Jesus. See, healings are taking place already. I charge every spirit of ulcer. Ulcer, leave in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave. I command you to leave. Ulcer pains and pangs, leave in the name of Jesus. Migraine, leave. Migraine, leave. Every cough, headache, catarrh, symptoms of weakness, body pain in any part, waist pain, chest pain, back pain, hand pain, leg pain, go now, go now, go now, go now, in the name of Jesus, go now, in the name of Jesus. I command every growth in your body to dematerialize. Every growth dematerializes now, dematerializes now, dematerializes now, in the name of Jesus Christ. I charge every spirit of infirmity, every blinding spirit, go! Every blinding spirit, go in the name of Jesus! Go in the name of Jesus! Every deaf spirit, I charge you to leave now. Every deaf spirit, leave now. In the name of Jesus, come out of their bodies. Come out of them. Come out of them. Every dumb spirit, I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out. You are free. You are free. You are free. God is healing people now. He's healing people now. He's healing people now. He's healing people now. Now listen to me. If I say in the name of Jesus, you shout amen at the top of your voice. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. See, the healing angels are everywhere now. They are touching people. 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 In the name of Jesus. If you have any pain on your body, check it now. The pain has left. Check your body. Check your body. If God is healing you, come and join this line now. I see many people that God is healing. Once you notice that the pain has left, you notice God is healing you, rush out immediately. Rush out immediately. God is healing you quickly. There is somebody that has pain in the leg. The pain has left. The pain has left. Check yourself. You see, let me tell you. If you check yourself now, you'll be shocked that God has healed you. Check yourself. Check yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, I charge every spirit of infirmity to leave. 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 In the name of Jesus.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord.
before.
You are the Lord. Let me.
You have issue with your ear. Shake your ear. You have issue with your ear. You have issue with your ear. Raise your hand. You have issue with your ear. Raise your hand. You have issue with your ear. Come. Speech of the ears. Speech of the ears. Put your hands there. Like, totally. Block it. Like block it well.
My love, you sent your word.
Notice that God has healed you. Come and stand here. Take your body. If you notice God has healed you, just come here. Come here quickly. Come here quickly. Now listen to me.
One of the worst things to ever do is to deny your testimony. Aside the fact that one of the ways to keep your healing is to testify. One of the number one way to keep your healing is to testify. And then there are many other things. Another reason is that as you are testifying, that means God is working. Another person can have faith because of you. Check it, check it. I'm coming. Now, God is still working. God is still working. Come and hold
me. I command you, deafness spirits, come out of her. Come out of her. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Here, open. Somebody check them. Check them now. What they can't do before, check them. Help me and check them. Help me and check them. Now check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Lift up your hands if you are sick. Let me pray for you again. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command healing. Let pains go. If you have pain in your body, I'm telling you that pain has left now. I'm telling you that pain has left. What happened to you?
Papa, for 13 years, since 13 years ago, he fell down from a tree.
For how long? Come on.
13 years, sir.
Come, let's hear, come. For 13 years, what happened?
And since then,
what's your name?
Prince.
Prince, are you a student of this school? For 13 years, you fell down from a tree. What happened?
Waist pain.
Yes, for 13 years.
For 13 years.
What happened now? The pain has left.
Yes, sir.
You can bend. Bend. Let's
do
see.
What
let's
you can do before.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. For 13 years, somebody is in pain. And in one instant, Jesus set the person free. I tell you, every pain in your body leaves now in the name of Jesus Christ. God perfects everything concerning you. In the name of Jesus.
Now check yourself. Check yourself. God is healing people now. I charge every spirit of infirmity to leave. Every pain, leave their bodies now. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Has God healed you? Come and take our testimony. God has healed her. Come and find out. Another testimony. Come and check it. Their testimony is breaking out. Now, check yourself. As I'm saying, check yourself. Some people are not checking themselves. You notice the pain leaves and the sickness goes as you check yourself. My God. There is somebody you have chest pain. My God. The pain leaves now in the name of Jesus Christ. Check that chest pain. It leaves now in the name of Jesus. It leaves now. It leaves now. It leaves now. It leaves now in the name of Jesus. It leaves now in the name of Jesus. Sabranta papadata hadekadia. Sabranta. I will ask in Jesus. Just stand up. We have 5 minutes. Manage and stand up. Stand up. There are some things that can only happen when you are standing up. This is not time to read Bible. Keep your Bible. Let me pray for you.
My God.
In the name of Jesus. Your amen is not loud. In the name of Jesus. Heal and deliver, Lord. See, God has healed her. She just noticed now. That's how you, it is instant. You just noticed now that God has healed you. God has healed another. If you notice that God has healed you, come out. We are going to. Have you checked her? Check her. God is healing. The healing anointing is very strong. My God, my God, my God. I will insist that you check yourself. Sonamata, baby, atia, caprona. What happened to her?
For some time now, she's been having deficiency in hearing.
Yes.
But
what caused it?
She doesn't know, sir.
And suddenly, you are having deficiency in hearing.
Yes.
What happened?
And now she says she can hear, sir, during the prayer.
So,
she began to hear.
So they prayed and God opened the ear for free.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah! You can't heal the sick. You are sitting down. If you can heal, come and heal. You can't clap. You can't say amen. You can't start. You can't do anything. Somebody shout hallelujah! Somebody shout hallelujah! Somebody shout hallelujah! I'm excited. You know why I'm excited? You don't know what it takes to heal. It's a mighty thing. There are somebody that is suffering an instant, God will set the person free. And as you rejoice with what is happening, God will be working on you. You don't know the myth. You don't know how God works. You don't know. Come. Come. So you are free now. My God. Jesus. Perfect everything that concerns you. Perfect. Jesus. What's the testimony?
But she fell from staircase.
My God.
And since then she discovered that a part of her started dying.
Part of her started dying.
Yes, sir. But in
I don't understand.
Prayer,
wait. Like you started losing life in one part of your body.
Yes, sir.
Somebody clap if you want to clap. Clap if you want to clap. Clap if you want to clap.
Somebody shout hallelujah!
He's a miracle walking God. He's a miracle walking God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle walking God. Miracle walker.
He's a miracle walking God. He's a miracle walking God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle walking God.
Miracle walker.
He's a miracle walking God. He's a miracle walking God. He's a Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle walking God.
Now listen to me. Let me pray for you again. Everybody that is sick here, I refuse you from going with that sickness. If you have but a little measure of faith, this prayer will work now. Because I'm seeing those sicknesses going. I touch every spirit of infirmity.
Go now in the name of Jesus. Leave them now in the name of Jesus.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Do a miracle, oh God. Do a miracle, oh God. See, miracles have started happening again. They have started happening again.
So, what happened? Come.
Papa, during the prayer.
Yes.
Now she felt that every pain ceased.
How? What really happened? Did you feel warmth or cold? Or the pain just stopped? The pain just stopped. You notice that a part of your body... We terminate every work of witchcraft in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And every property of Satan goes.
Shabash Kiaba.
Never again. Never again. Never again. Never again. Never again. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. What happened?
But she said, at first she started feeling back pain.
Yes.
And then it transferred to her chest.
My God.
And later transferred to her waist.
So, let me tell you. Devil is a wicked devil. You have not realized. He started with back pain. And then transferred to chest. And then transferred to waist. What now happened?
That because of the prayer, she realized that everything ceased.
Both the chest pain has left. The back pain has left. The waist pain has left.
Somebody shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Come on, come on, come on. Do like this. Let's know. Do like this. Do like this. My God. Let me tell you, I'm still expecting a minimum of 2 testimonies coming. The rest, some of you, I went to a meeting at Enugu, and then as I was praying, miracles were happening. Some people didn't come out, only for me to finish the meeting, and then they met me on the way and said, God, they just realized God healed them. Do you know why? One of them was a man of God, so he wasn't expecting that God will heal him. He's expecting God to heal the congregation. Meanwhile, him is suffering. My brother, open your heart and receive the healing power of God. You are healed in the name of Jesus. I say you are healed in the name of Jesus. I say you are healed. Every missing part in your body, my God. If you have a tooth that is missing, I command that tooth to reappear in the name of Jesus. If you have toothache, that toothache goes in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me now. Listen to me now. Any part of your body, any missing part, organ, inside, outside, I command it to appear now. Any growth in your body, I command it to disappear now.
In the name of Jesus.
Papa, she said she was operated of breast lump.
Uh-huh.
And she was asked not to lie down.
Uh-huh.
But she had to lie down and uh-huh. the pain started.
Uh-huh.
And she had planned uh-huh. to go see her pastor's wife, who is a nurse.
Yes.
But when she came to this program, in course of the prayer,
yes.
she discovered that the pain disappeared.
My God, come on.
Yes! Jesus!
He's a miracle working God.
Let's dance for 1 minute.
He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
Let me hear what happened. She went to the...
She was operated
mm-hmm.
of breast lump.
Yes, and there was pain there.
No, she was asked not to lie down.
Yes, and she now laid down.
She laid down and
the pain started.
Yes, for some time now she's been having pain.
Yes.
And she has been planning to go back to her pastor's wife, who
yes.
is a nurse.
Yes.
To meet her and concerning it.
Yes.
She said when she came here, she was feeling that pain.
Yes.
But in the course of the prayer, the pain disappeared.
The demon and the pain and everything left. It is over in the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Protect his blessing. Bless his name. Bless his name. What's the testimony?
Her hand, she says she do feel pain.
Yes.
In her neck. And
yes.
whenever the pain comes, she feels that her hand is being paralyzed. Uh-uh. And when she came here, she was feeling that pain.
Yes.
But in course of the prayer, she discovered that the pain
has left.
Yes, sir.
Is your hand still paralyzed? My God, come. Do your hand like this. Let's see your hand.
Hallelujah!
Satan is not that powerful. Jesus was telling Martha, he said, if thou canst believe, you will see the glory of God. You are free. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
Testimony from P&P, sir. Yes, sir.
What happened?
She said for 24 years ago, her dad fell down. And in course of that, 3 lungs broke.
Wait, during prayer and prophetic conference?
Yes, sir.
Was your dad present in the conference?
No, sir.
How did he get healed?
She said she went home and she prayed for them. Okay, you prayed for them, for him there. And then she had to call back to confirm about his health. And they told her that he's breathing well now. Because that thing affected his breathing. Now he's breathing well.
You are too fast. You are too fast. You know, if you are too fast, sometimes you won't understand the testimony. And some people won't have faith. There are some things you don't have faith for. because you have not heard some testimonies like this. How many years?
24 years.
My brother, it's not about 30 years, 20 years, 10 years. It's about now. If you can believe Jesus, he can terminate an affliction of whatever years. When Jesus met the man, that woman that was bound for 38 years, is he the man? He said, is this man that is bound, don't you think that he can be set free? It's not about the years. It's about the power of God that is available. So your father has, and what caused the pain? What caused it?
He fell down.
He fell down.
And it broke.
For 24 years.
And it formed flesh there.
Give her mine.
They wanted to do surgery. Yes. But before the surgery, the yes. place formed flesh.
Hmm.
So he was having problem with breathing.
Yes.
For that 24 years, if he's sweating,
yes.
he will not be breathing well.
Wow.
If he's catching cold,
yes.
he will not be breathing well.
Yes.
So we've been praying.
Yes.
But at the point, the thing will be getting worse.
Yes, yes.
Even earlier this year, he called me. He said that he's not sure that he's going to survive it this year.
Hmm.
So I told him no.
See, it's now a matter of life and death.
Survive it. That he's going to survive
yes.
it. So during that prayer and prophetic conference,
yes.
I came and I was using myself as a point of contact.
Yes.
That God must heal him.
Yes.
So after the prayer and prophetic conference, I went home. Like, I came back to school.
Yes.
So I called them on phone. I was asking him about his health. He was telling me that he can breathe well now.
Jesus Christ. Clap for Jesus, everybody. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because of you, your family is blessed. You see, there is a call of God upon our life. What I'm going to do for you now is to give you some of the thing I have. Lift your hands. Somebody hold that phone for her. Such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Drink of my grace. If it's coming from me, it will be very strong. In the name of Jesus. 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 Be baptized. Be baptized now. 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 That's it. That's it. That's it. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Put your hands stronger. Holy Ghost. So the bakas, whatever. You said that there are leaders to pray for. Where are they? The hand of God is still upon now. It will be upon now for at least 10 minutes. Where are they now? Let them come in this atmosphere quickly. Come and lift your hands quickly. They are fast, fast.
Chapel Escos.
Lift your hands. Let's trust God for something tangible in your life. Ask God for one thing that He will give you so that you will shake this campus, shake your territory, so that this generation will never forget you. Oh my God. Jesus was a normal man until the Spirit of God came upon him, and then he became an extraordinary man. You are not praying. Are they complete? Zatamanate kaparanda brata papola kapatadia. Jambreto pata kapata la brato pata kaska. Le prete pete tendo brata pata kadadash. Zande pendeto. Jesus. God is on this young man. And from today God will begin to use it. There are things you desire, you don't even know it's a possibility. From the office of my calling, I bring you into that experience. I bring you into things you hear about, into things you read about, into things you hear about, in the name of Jesus Christ. Put your hands stronger upon him, O God. Put your hands stronger, put your hands stronger, put your hands stronger, put your hands stronger. He has not come. He's coming stronger.
Yes.
Atos. Rapata papiata. Sister, pray. Something will come on you. Sata paparana bata bahata. Akapena tola japania. Sata papana teni na nete kemene toni na mana. Hey, hey, hey. Dadi na teni na nete mana tana na mama mama mama. Oh God, don't leave me like this. Let something happen. Let something drop. Let something happen. Let something drop. Let something happen. Let something drop. Let something happen. Let it happen. Let it happen, oh God. He's coming now. 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 Hands upon our Jesus. He's here. Put your hands upon him, Jesus. Put your hands upon him. Sapata pata hata. Sambreto pata capreto la patas. Sanemonta. The hand of God is on this man.
another measure, another measure, another measure, another measure, another measure, Holy Ghost, another measure. Stronger, 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 Holy Ghost. Stronger. My God.
Going back to your seat, stretch forth your hand upon the man of God and begin to bless his life back in return. In fact, the best thing you can do is to do it in tongues. Begin to bless him in tongues. The Bible says, he that giveth thanks in tongues doeth it well. Can you begin to do that for him? For him blessing you out of the fountain that he carries. Can you bless him back? Open your mouth and do that as he leaves. Shiga beda kita kapra teke pes kampete tutususki yata. Ando behe kati prata tepes keme teke vute teke pate ele pote kapa. Our prayers are answered in Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. Okay, before we call it a day, can we take note of this? Okay.